You've heard the expression, the only constant thing in life is change. It's true for the change in your pocket, too. Coinage produced by the U.S. Mint has been undergoing continuous transformation in recent years. Millions of Americans collecting the state quarters, those new dollar coins. Ed Moy has been at the helm of the Mint since 2006. Yes. And before that, he was special assistant for presidential personnel in the White House, George W. Bush. Before that, he was a successful entrepreneur. And still earlier than that, he served in several appointed positions for President George H.W. Bush. And Friday is Ed Moy's last day in office. He joins us now live in studio to reflect on the meaning of public service and give us some fascinating stories about coins and how they're minted. Mr. Moy, it is a pleasure and an honor. Thanks so much for coming in.
Amy, so glad to be with you. Even with that great introduction, you're not going to get a free sample today.
I tried. Tom, take it away.
Okay. Well, let's talk, before we get to the mint, let's talk about public service. And you have been both a private success and also a success in federal service. How different is working in the public sector versus the private sector in your experience?
If you look at my 30-year career, I've spent roughly slightly more than a third of it in public service, and there's a reason for that. While there are a lot of things in the private sector that are satisfying, whether it's the compensation or, you know, creating value in a company and those things, there are certain things that you get in public service that you can't get anywhere else. And, you know, for example, being director of the Mint, I make a product that every single American uses and promotes American values and history to anyone who visits this country. And then when we trade that currency and we use it in Europe, they also get it too. So we're in essence stewards of American values and image.
When you talk about the difference between public service and private service, you've also served in three administrations, the two Bush administrations and the Obama administration. Has that been terribly different, too, from place to place to place? Or your mission must remain the same.
Yeah. So when I was working, you know, under Bush 41, I was at what was called the Healthcare Financing Administration at that time, or HICFA. Some people called it Here Comes Financial Aggravation. But
very nice.
Yeah. But, you know, that was helping oversee the Medicare and Medicaid programs, our health insurance programs for the poor and for the elderly. That's much different than working in the White House, which is much different than being head of an agency. So each of those have had its unique challenges, and I've learned from each one of them, and hopefully I've left each one of those places a better place when I left.
That's right. You were involved with presidential personnel for a couple of years for Bush 43.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so describe the kinds of people. I know, you know, there's often, I mean, there's usually a political connection. They might have been contributors or you worked on behalf of the campaign. But what do you find is the motivation for people that are coming in, you know, seeking these jobs in the White House and the agencies appointed by the president? Do they kind of get it, what they're doing when they come in?
Well, we were very specific working under George W. Bush, and he had a specific vision of the type of people that he wanted in, and that was people who really truly wanted to serve. And so the best answer, here's a little job hint for future job seekers and other administrations. If they come and say, gosh, you know, I've dreamed all my life in serving this job, and I have 10 top things I want to accomplish, that's probably not the person that's going to be hired. It's the person that's, I've done so much, I owe this country so much, I have a skill set that could uniquely move the ball farther down the line that's consistent with the president's agenda. Those were the people that ended up getting selected.
Because you never know where you're going to be chosen to end up by the president. You could be in HICFA, as you were, for example, or you could be in the Labor Department or pretty much anywhere, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty good match between merit as well as skill set. And so we take a look at how much they supported the president, but we also took a look at what are their skills, experiences, and assets, and which is the best place for them.
I want to get into more of your role at the U.S. Mint, but first I got to ask you, you have so much energy and you have so much passion for public service. I mean, that's really coming through just sitting here talking to you. Why are you retiring?
Well, you know, with most political appointments, they serve at the pleasure of the president. The Mint director is slightly different. We have a term of 5 years. So my term ends in August of 2011. And so I need to start thinking about, you know, what comes next. And I just had an opportunity to check off another thing from my bucket list, which is to work for a rapidly growing publicly held company. And to do it with friends on the board as well as the founder is a really unique opportunity. And it was time sensitive. and I figured my term was going to end in 8 months anyway, and so this is probably a pretty good time to leave.
So it's really a matter of timing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're speaking with Ed Moy. He's the outgoing director of the U.S. Mint. Now, some of the jobs you had in between, you know, you were at the private equity firm Welsh, Carson, Anderson. You've been on Wall Street. You've been in private equity. You've been an entrepreneur. Some of those words are not really in great favor nowadays. Mm-hmm. What do you say to people that are questioning Wall Street, for example? It's kind of vilified lately, but what's your take on folks there?
Everybody has their role, and Wall Street does have their role, and they need to execute that role to the best of their ability. But there's also an appropriate role for government, and that's one thing, again, that I like about public service, is that you can do things within the federal government that you can't do anywhere else. I had an opportunity to help shape and organize the Department of Homeland Security at its very beginning. And I remember President Bush giving us our directive, and he said, listen, I come from the private sector, know that maybe 75% of mergers and acquisitions fail. We're trying to do 22 at the same time, and if it fails, American lives may be lost. So get on with your job and do it well.